The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues in our state. Today, we learn about the major sources of surface water for California.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the three main sources of surface water in California: the Sacramento River, the San Joaquin River, and the Colorado River. These vital waterways shape the state's agricultural productivity, urban water supply, and environmental health. California's dependence on these rivers has deep historical roots. Long before modern infrastructure, indigenous communities relied on these rivers for sustenance and agriculture. The gold rush of the mid-1800s spurred an increased demand for water, leading to the development of an extensive network of canals and water right laws that continue to influence water distribution today. The Sacramento and the San Joaquin River are the backbone of the state's surface water system. Originating in the mountains of northern and central California, they converge in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, a critical hub that distributes water throughout the Central Valley and beyond. The Delta serves as a critical link in both the State Water Project and the Federal Central Valley Project, delivering water to millions of people and acres of farmland. Meanwhile, the Colorado River, originating in the Rocky Mountains, provides water to Southern California through a complex series of reservoirs and aqueducts. The 1922 Colorado River Compact allocated water among seven states, but overuse, prolonged drought, and climate change have strained the river supply. California has had to adapt with conservation efforts, water banking, and legal negotiations to ensure continued access to this critical resource. Looking ahead, sustainable water management remains essential. Innovations in groundwater recharge, conservation techniques, and policy reform will help balance the competing needs of agriculture, urban development, and environmental preservation. With increased climate variability, ensuring a resilient water supply for future generations requires continued investment and collaboration. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.